I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Our discussion may raise some questions in your mind, and if any of the issues that you hear sound like something you'd like to discuss with me, at the end of the show, I'll let you know how you can connect with me. We really appreciate your taking the time to listen, and also, whatever you can do to help others learn the tips that you hear today on Smashing the Plateau would be great. So if you could share this episode with colleagues and friends, or leave a review on iTunes so others can find the show, that would be great. And ultimately, what we really want is for you and others like you to succeed in business and in life. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Josh Felber. Josh is a serial entrepreneur and high-performance coach focused on challenging himself and those around him to consistent excellence. Josh's mission in life is to help over 100 million people design, develop, and deliver their passion and expertise to the world so they can have the time, freedom, and live the lifestyle of their design, as well as make more money. Josh has co-authored two books with Brian Tracy and Steve Forbes. He's a 2x Emmy-winning executive producer that includes the documentary about Peter Diamandis called Visioneer. His TV appearances include NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, and the E! Channel, and he's an active contributor to Entrepreneur, Inc., Business Insider, and Forbes. Josh, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on. You have such a terrific background that I think will be really helpful to our listeners.
David, fantastic. I'm looking forward to it, and it's an honor to be on your show.
So I wonder if we could start off by talking a little bit about this idea of a business plateau. When I say business plateau, what does that mean to you?
A business plateau, I think, is from a business perspective, is your business is either flatline or you're stuck in just that same situation of not progressing forward, whether it's company growth, whether it's mindset as an entrepreneur. So I think just kind of in that same position without any momentum or movement forward.
It's interesting that you didn't specifically mention finances or financial metric as part of that, and you also mentioned mindset. Could you talk a little bit about why you described it the way you did, and specifically why you didn't just say, well, you're not making more money?
That's a good question. I think for myself, at least, is, and people that I've worked with in the past, it all breaks down to you as the entrepreneur. You're running the company. And if you don't have, if you have a stuck mindset or a plateaued mindset, your finances aren't going to grow. Because everything kind of falls back on you as the leader of the company to make things happen, or at least have the right people on your team to make things happen, to follow your vision and follow your path. And if you've plateaued in your mind, then you can't actually ever grow past that plateau. You can't, get ahead of your own shadow, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I wondered if you might be willing to share an example of either an experience you've had yourself or maybe something you've seen with others where that mindset is so critical to getting beyond a rut or a plateau or roadblocks.
Sure. I've worked with a lot of different entrepreneurs. I've owned 15 different companies myself since I was 14. So at some point I've been stuck in whether it is finances or mindset, but it all comes back to the mindset. And one of the books that I first read when I was 14 was Tony Robbins' Unlimited Power, as well as Awaken the Giant. And I think understanding those principles and how to push through to that next level was very key, important part of my life, and has helped me and shape where I've gone and where I'm at today. But some of the clients that I've worked with in their businesses, whether it's been a variety of industries, so this isn't just one particular specific niche that I focus with people on, but is they get in a certain position, is they see their business and they tend to be in that business where it ends up, they started off as fun. It's their passion. It's something that they want to do. And then 2 years in, 3 years in, they find that, you know, they're working 80 hours a week or whatever the hours may be, but they're not, they're missing that passion and that pleasure that they have, that they originally started with for the business and why they originally started it. And part of that is because they've plateaued in their vision. They've plateaued where they wanted it to go. Cause initially it was like, cool, this is fun, it's exciting. But if they're not always intentionally moving that vision forward, carrying that vision forward, as well as pushing that out to their team, then they're going to hit that plateau. And then the business is going to start to stagnate. Finances are going to start to stagnate. And one of the things that we've done is we've worked with individuals as the entrepreneurs to move that business forward. And what we've done is we've taken a look at where they are from an energy standpoint. You know, how are they showing up each day intentionally? What are they doing from a perspective from, you know, how others see them, as well as how they see themselves. And so by working through some of these different challenges, we've been able to uncover and help them start to break through in that mindset, which in then turns leads the company forward, you know, further.
Yeah. And now, Josh, from what I read in your bio in the introduction to the show, it sounds like you have a pretty big vision at this point to help over 100 million people. Did that vision come out of a place of being stuck yourself, or how did you create that vision?
For myself, it's seen it just, I attend a lot of different network conferences and different events over the years, and just interacting with a lot of entrepreneurs. At that, I just came, it kept coming and it kept seeing the same thing. People were in those similar spots. And so for me, it was like, okay, you know, there's, and just talking to people, sharing, you know, different insights that I've learned over the years and different things that I've worked on from a high performance perspective, have, you know, people have emailed me months later, like, oh, wow, you know, that was so helpful. You know, this has helped me get to here. And so, I thought, well, at least if I can push my message out there, and whether it's through Facebook Live or YouTube videos or what books and things and content, then, you know, other people hopefully have been able to become unstuck where they are in their business.
Yeah, what's an example of someone who might have been stuck and was able to break through by creating the kind of vision that you have?
Definitely. Actually, most recent is, so my daughter started her own business a few months ago, and it's in the pet care industry because she loves pets and has a passion and everything. And one of the, obviously her limiting challenges is just knowing steps and what to do and everything else. And so what, you know, one of the things that I helped her with was, you know, seeing the whole vision of, you know, it's, she's not limited by what she knows. She's only limited by how she can go out and find it. And so by teaching her and showing her how to find the information and not either have to wait on somebody to teach it to her and show it to her, she can start to teach it to herself and learn. So that allowed her to start to move her business forward and accelerate her business overall.
And has she started to see results from that? Or is it too early to tell?
It's still a little too early to tell, but I mean, the things that she's been doing and putting in place has, you know, some of the stuff is, you know, shooting videos and then how to, I guess market her business online were some of her challenges that she was coming to me for. And, you know, I would show her a little bit, but then she would keep coming back, oh, you know, how do you do this? So I show her, but then also give her, you know, the ability to go find that specific information so that she can start to learn it on her own as well and then implement. So, but the stuff that she's been, you know, implementing from her research has been working well for her overall.
So, you know, you've make an interesting point about somebody like your daughter getting advice and help from somebody who has the kind of experience you have. Not everybody has a father with the kind of experience that you have, what are some of the tips you can offer entrepreneurs and business leaders who may feel that they're at a plateau or feel that they're not progressing the way they want to, and they're not sure what to do about it or where to turn, and maybe they don't have the kind of, as I said, the kind of resources close at hand that might provide the right kind of help? What can they do to start to understand where there are problems, what kind of help is needed, and how to go about getting that help and learn what to do differently?
That's a great question, David. One of the things I think everybody, I mean, there you should have, I mean, is a mentor or some kind of coach. And the reason I say that is, I mean, if you take a look at some of the best, whether it's sports figures, leaders, entrepreneurs, they've all had some sort of mentor or coach that's been able to guide them. And whether it's just starting out with a book or an audio, you know, if you don't have the resources yet or the contacts for those mentors or coaches, you know, start out with something that's that simple, and, you know, read through and then take action. And what happens is, a lot of, from my experience, is, you know, you start reading the information, but then you never execute on it. And that's one of the biggest, I guess, hurdles, is people don't take that and move that next point of execution. And so that's the good thing about having a mentor or a coach. They can help continue to push you and lead you to take execution. But I think the first step is getting a book, getting audios, and, you know, taking action on that information that you're learning, and go out and seek out a mentor, whether it's in your local community, whether it's online, whether it's going to an event, and find somebody that you connect with, and, you know, ask a lot of questions, and don't be afraid to ask for help. As I mean, that's, I know one of my biggest challenges always is asking for help. And so I trying to, you know, teach and work with people is, you know, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay. And that's the time that you end up finding those biggest breakthroughs, is when you can ask for help.
Could you share one of your own experiences of when you were afraid to ask for help, but you managed to do it anyway, and the result was really positive?
For sure. One of the biggest, so I, when I was in Dallas, I used to own one of the largest merchant service companies. We ended up selling the company and invested all that money in the stock market right before all the dot-coms and everything. And then we started to invest when the whole dot-com boom was happening, and really leveraged my portfolio. It just, when the markets crashed, it just happened to wipe out majority of my investments and everything else. And so I got to a point where I was just kind of stuck in a bad mindset, as well as, you know, not knowing what next steps to take to move, you know, myself forward. And so it was reaching out for myself to a mentor or a coach that helped me push through and get unstuck in my own mind. And then I was able to, you know, just get things turned around for myself, you know, and started multiple businesses since then. So,
mm-hmm. So you recovered from the crash.
Yeah. Recovered from the crash that it was bad at the time, but it wasn't in the long run.
Yeah. Well, crashes at the time can seem very scary. There's a lot of fear associated with what happens. And the media plays into that.
And it does. And it, you know, it makes it, you know, it drives the fear even more. And I think, you know, part of being an entrepreneur, and part of myself as being an entrepreneur over the years, is, you know, and I guess one of my strong suits has always been, you know, the ability to take risk and not have that fear. But at that moment in time, and for those several months after and everything, is you kind of get, you know, in that place of fear, and, you know, it just takes somebody kind of on the outside to kind of shake you almost and be like, hey, it's not as bad as it seems, or, you know, you're going to get through this. It's not, you know, it's just money. So you can make it again.
I think that's actually an important point, that it's just money and you can make it again.
For sure. You know, for me at that point in time, I was like, you know, that was the first company that I sold. I was, 25 when I sold it. And, it was just, the importance of the whole process and what it was, is really what limited it, what created the fear. Now it was all gone. And, and then you look at, man, where am I at? What is my life value now at that point in time? And instead of actually having my focus on, who I am and, God and just where I wanted to, what my next move in life was going to be, it was like, I was just frozen in that, feel like, oh, I just lost everything. So.
Yeah. Also the first time that you experience something or the first time you try something, it can seem a lot more daunting than after you've done it 5 or 6 or 10 times.
For sure.
Yeah. Right. So if you know that there are economic cycles that can impact us kind of negatively, and you know that you have the capacity to recover from them, if you've done it 3 or 4 times, it doesn't seem as scary after a while.
Right. Yeah. No, for sure. And I think part of, starting my first business when I was 14, helped all along the way is, I go into a business and I don't feel that fear anymore. Cause I've, have owned multiple ones over the years, but I think starting young like that definitely helped, myself be able to go into those situations and know, hey, I can make this work. If I start this business, I know I can make it successful. So for myself.
So Josh, I'm wondering, let's talk a little bit about teams, because we've covered some really important points for what it takes for us as leaders to have the right mindset, to have a mindset of abundance, and to be able to move forward, take that first step, overcome fear, etc. What are some of the tips or steps that you think are important to get a team out of a plateau?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a team is important. And, to really help them break through a plateau, as the entrepreneur and you have that vision that you're executing, it is, bringing the team, in is part of that. The team is, they're the ones that are there to help you move it forward and to tie also in their personal vision and their goals to the overall strategy. And I think when they feel that they're engaged and they're part of the contribution of what you're doing, then, that allows them to, be able to discover breakthroughs and to continue to move that whole process forward. And so as a team, if they're plateauing, that we got to take a look at is, where are they feeling that disengagement from, within the vision and within the overall, company. And I think once we then dial in and find what that is, then, that'll allow them to break through and then move themselves to that next level. And one of the biggest things I found when you're working with a team and helping them find those breakthroughs is everybody needs to be on that same focus of, growing and personal development. So one of the things I've always done in my companies is to, whether it's been, outside trainings or whether it's, engaging in, a book, where they, they have a certain time frame in the team, everybody on the team is reading that same book. And, when you meet, weekly, then, everybody brings, 5 highlights of whatever that next section that we were, reading in the book is. And I think if everybody's growing and learning together, is going to help you stay on track and, when you run into situations, be able to push past and move past those plateaus, and find those, what those breakthroughs really are.
Yeah. Why do you think it's so important for the group to be learning together, particularly learning the same thing together?
Because it allows them to help provide different perspectives and it allows them to, with somebody maybe stuck in a certain area and, somebody's perspective based on what they've been reading and learning will help that person, other person find what that is to allow them to move forward. And I think it's important if everybody is on that same path. And if you have, say, a team of 10 people and half the people don't read and half of them are, reading maybe I don't know, fiction books and right. personal, you kind of got everybody, you know, just kind of scattered all around. And when you're working in unison and everything's working smoothly based on the information, the path, and the direction of the vision and the mindset that everybody is now on through reading the same materials, through, you know, personal development, through mentorship, whether it's within the company or whether it's, you know, bringing in outside mentorship for, you know, for the team, will allow them to, you know, really grow and work in unison together.
Is there a story you can share where you've seen the team overcome obstacles through some group learning?
Definitely. One of the companies I was working with, you know, they kind of were in that same situation. They never really had any kind of team development. People were, I'd say the majority of the people didn't read or read minimally. And once we, you know, put a whole program together for them from initially, it was just engaging them with new ideas and encourage them to bring to their, you know, weekly meetings, an agenda of five topics that interested them. And then once we kind of understood what those were, then we were able to put together a program of learning and training that allowed them to start to all get on the same path. And then, you know, the company itself in the long run saw significant revenue increases because people were more, I guess, interested and excited to come in every day. And, you know, people stayed longer when they didn't have to stay longer. And it just helped the overall excitement and morale of the company, as well as there was all of a sudden less people taking sick days. Go figure. You know, more people engaged on a daily basis in the overall company. So,
which means that an investment in group learning can really pay off.
Definitely. Yeah. And you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you have that and you're struggling to find that part of that, I guess, gelling with your team and really making it happen, you know, sit down and, you know, take a look at, you know, what are we doing right now to learn as a group? What are we doing right now to grow as, you know, grow as a team? And then are we all in sync with what the whole vision is?
Sounds good. Josh, whom do you know personally who's been successful at smashing plateaus?
A good friend of mine, Vinny Fisher. He's run multiple $200 million plus companies. Now they actually have a whole program to go out and help companies with growing their teams and you know, CEOs and to execute on their vision and hiring and training and everything. And he's they have a really good program on, you know, making sure you have the right heartbeat as an entrepreneur and that the people on their team match what that heartbeat is to really grow a successful company and break through.
I love that description, making sure you have the right heartbeat as an entrepreneur.
That's his, that's not mine.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great.
For sure. I love it.
Josh, what are you working on now? What do we have to look forward to from you in the near future?
I started to put the pieces together to work on a book to launch that in by the end of 2017. From a lot of different interviews of people that I've worked with and different high performance levels of entrepreneurs that I've worked with, to really put out overall success and strategies for that. And then right now, really focused on my wife owns a health and wellness skincare company, so really helping that grow. I've learned a lot about internet marketing and online marketing over the last 18 to 24 months, and really overseeing and helping see that become, executing that. And then focused on helping my daughter run her business, and then just keep putting out tons of awesome content to help you guys and other entrepreneurs and everything out there.
It's great. Well, we really appreciate your coming on the show and sharing your wisdom with our audience. How can our listeners learn more about you?
A great place is my website, Josh Felber, FELBER.com, as well as I put a ton of content out on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all those social media areas.
That's great. Well, we'll include those links in the show notes. Josh, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau, talking about plateaus, how to overcome them, how to have the right mindset, how to have the right vision. Most importantly, as you mentioned earlier, making sure that you actually execute, because thinking about it isn't enough. We actually have to do it. What happens when you're leading a team, and how to get the team engaged and the team moving forward, all lots of great ideas. So thanks so much for taking the time to come and be with us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been serial entrepreneur and high-performance coach Josh Felber. Thanks again, Josh, for joining us.
Awesome, David. Thank you, and it was an honor to be on the show.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tend Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. Have you ever hit a plateau in your own life or career? If so, let's talk. It would be my pleasure to take you through one of our free half-hour discovery sessions, where we'll get to the bottom of what might be keeping you stuck and how to move things forward. Just give me a call at 212-731-0770. That's 212-731-0770. You never know what you might find out.